Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has approved new sanctions on Iran while stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group helped broker the Iran nuclear deal under the Obama administration.
This is a reflection of the dilemma that the administration faces. The deal that's working, the deal they don't like, what do they do about it? They continue so far to waive the sanctions on the grounds that it would be a self-inflicted blow for the U.S. to be isolating itself by saying we're walking away from the deal. But continued sanctions, continued uncertainty thrown, climate of uncertainty over the deal to make sure that Iran doesn't get all the benefits of the deal.
In October, President Trump refused to certify the agreement, saying Tehran had failed to live up to the spirit of the 2015 deal, but held off on reimposing severe sanctions on Iran's central bank and energy industry that had existed previously. Top American general has told Pakistan's army chief the U.S. military does not intend to conduct any unilateral strikes inside the country. U.S. airstrikes accidentally hit Pakistani border post in 2011, prompting the country to close the supply lines for a month. President Trump has accused Pakistan of providing safe havens to militants fighting U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Just days after high-level talks between South and North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada, next week to discuss the latest diplomatic push to counter Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile test. While China and Russia will not be represented at those talks, a readout of the discussion will be provided. This is VOA News.